الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد المجتبى وعلى آله وأصحابه أولي الصدق والصفاء أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر صدق اللہ العظیم و صدق رسولہ النبی الامین الکریم. یہ مائک چل رہا ہے. ریسپیکٹڈ آڈینس, انشاءاللہ آئی ول بی اسپیکنگ ٹو یو ان دی انگلش لینگویج. آئی ہیو بین ریکویسٹڈ ٹو اسپیک فار اونلی 10 منٹس اینڈ انشاءاللہ آئی ول اونلی اسپیک فار 10 منٹس. دی نائٹس آف پاور is the night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the most glorious revelation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed many books before revealing this final message to mankind, but they were all altered and changed by the people who were against the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentions in the Qur'an that we are the ones who revealed it and we are the one who will protect it from being altered and changed. And therefore, no matter how many years have passed since the Qur'an has been revealed, no one has been able to change, not a sentence, not a word, but no one has been able to change even a vowel of the Qur'an. This is a miracle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected from being altered and changed. How? Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write the Qur'an on the skies so that whenever someone tries to alter it, we look in the sky and we compare it with the Qur'an in the sky? No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects the Qur'an by making it so simple to memorize that even children at the age of 5, 6 or 7 can memorize the whole Qur'an and recite it without looking into the Qur'an. And therefore, if the whole world gets together, all of the enemies of Islam get together, and they all decide that we will change and alter the Qur'an, it is impossible. Why? Because all we need is 2 children. One child will read the Qur'an and the other will write. And we will have the Qur'an again. And this Qur'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed upon the greatest of mankind, the best that ever walked this earth, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so great that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam as an ummi. An ummi is a person who is unlettered or uneducated. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not taught by man. Okay, he was not taught by any man. In the eyes of the people, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had not been taught by anyone. He was taught directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we say ummi, there are many people who say that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma'adallah, was ummi, he didn't know how to read and write. Ma'adallah, that is incorrect. The reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ummi was so that when the Qur'an was revealed upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and when he recited the Qur'an amongst the people of the Arab world, they would not accuse the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for lying, that these are your words, these are not the words of Allah. But when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the Qur'an, they couldn't say that these are your words, because they knew that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is an ummi. He has not been taught by any man. He was taught directly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, there was no room to accuse the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam of lying. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran, He revealed it in the Arab world. Why? The Arabs at that time were so professional in their language that they called the whole rest of the world Ajam. And Ajam means those without tongues. Okay, this is how much pride and this is how much boast they had for their language. They specialized in the Arabic language so high that they called the rest of the world Ajam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their own language revealed the Quran, which none of them could compare with their own language. They tried. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَدُعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. That if you have any doubt that this Quran is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then bring one surah similar to it. Bring just one surah similar to it. If you bring one surah similar to it, then you have proven your point. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, call upon all your helpers other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the idols that you worship, tell them to help you and bring one surah similar to the surah of the Quran, similar to Surah Kawthar, Inna Atainaka al-Kawthar, Fasalli li Rabbika wanhar, Inna Shaniyaka huwal Abtar, a similar small surah. Bring all of your people together. You boast in your language. You think you are the best in language. You think you are the best in poetry. Then bring one surah similar to the Quran and try and compete with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once they came in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they got the people together and they said, we have brought an example of a surah from the Quran. Everyone waited, they recited. Al-feel, oh mal-feel, wa ma adraka mal-feel. Feel means elephant. The elephant. Wa ma adraka mal-feel. What is the elephant and what do you know what the elephant is? It has a long trunk. It has a tail. This is the example they brought. And all the people laughed at them. They all laughed at them, and these people who brought this example, they put their heads down and they walked away. Okay, they failed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-Qariyatu mal-Qariyah wa ma-adraakum al-Qariyah. Al-Qariyah, no one knew what Al-Qariyah meant. That is why Allah said, what is Al-Qariyah? What do you know what Al-Qariyah is? And these people are talking about an elephant. An elephant, everyone knows what an elephant is. They failed. Once, they took the Surah Kawthar, Inna Adhaynaka al-Kawthar. They took these three verses, and they said, there's one verse missing. They took it to this poet who used to live away from the people. And the reason why he lived away from the people is because he said that the people's language is falling. The level of people's language is dropping. And if I live amongst them, then my level of language will also drop. And therefore he lived in seclusion. They went to this person and they said, okay, we have these three verses. Can you complete it for us? He took it away. One whole night he read this and he tried to make a fourth verse. In the next day he came to them people and he said, there is no fourth verse for this. These three are complete themselves and this is not the word of a man. They failed. Once they came in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, we have accepted your challenge. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, please speak. How have you accepted the challenge? They said, there are three words in the Quran that are fallen in the Arabic language. Okay, they are weak in the grammatical Arabic language, the grammar of the Arabic language. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, which three words? They said, the first word is al-istihza. Istihza means to mock. Okay, when you laugh at someone, when you mock someone, that is what the word istihza means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in the Quran. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim. And innama nahnu mustahzi'un. The second word is the word kubbar. The word kubbar means very big, exaggerating word for the word kabir, which means big. So kubbar means very big. And the third word, ujab. Ujab means astonishing. And because it's exaggerating, it means very astonishing. These three words are fallen in the Arabic language. And because these three words are in the Quran, they cannot be the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the word of Allah is free from fallen Arabic or weak Arabic grammar. Therefore this cannot be the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, these are not fallen in the Arabic language. And to prove your point, gather the poets of the Arab world, bring them to me, and if they say that these words are fallen in the Arabic language, then I will accept. Okay, then I will accept. Then you have proven your point. Otherwise, you have failed once more. They decided to bring this poet who used to live in seclusion from people, who was so old he would not meet with people. They said that we'll bring him and we'll ask him, and he will decide what the correct answer is. They brought this man. This man was really, really old. He was known as the greatest poet in the Arab world at that time. He came in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He was really old. He couldn't walk. Okay, they had to carry him. They carried him to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His eyebrows were so big that when he wanted to look, he had to raise his head so that he could see. Okay, he came in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and subhanallah, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Ijlis, sit down." He sat down. Then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kum, stand up." He stood up. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam again said, "Sit down." He sat down. Then he said, "Stand up." He stood up. The third time, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ijlis, sit down." He replied, "Anta tastahzi'u bi? Are you mocking me? Wa ana shaykhun kubbar, and I am a very old man. Inna hadha la shay'un ujab." Surely this is very, very astonishing. He said the very three words. And the Arab world knew that if he uses these three words, then surely they are not fallen in the Arabic language. They failed once more. They put their heads down. Everyone laughed at them. And that is why Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala says, "Ke tere aage yu hai dabe lache, tere aage yu hai dabe lache, fusaha Arab ke bade bade, koi jaane muh mein zaba nahi, nahi balke jism mein ja nahi." They stood in front of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam trying to compete with his language. But they failed, they put their heads down, and they stood there as though there was no tongue in their mouths. They stood there as they were statues. That is what Imam Ahmad Raza radiallahu ta'ala says, and that's my time over. Jazakallahu khairan for listening. Assalamu alaikum.